Every bull rider wants to be at the daddy of them all. And every bull rider wants to win this bull ride.
Lane's a world champion. You don't expect a world champion, you know, to die in one of the biggest, most prestigious rodeo in the world.
Everybody said the same thing. It didn't look that bad. That's what everybody said.
And you see Lane, he's up and crawling. And I'm thinking, how did this happen? He's up, he's good. And that bull steps on his shaps as he's crawling. And as he moves flat,
I think about how hard it was for me, but then I have to think about how hard it was for Tuff.
There's not a good way or an easy way to tell a mother that they're that their son's dead. They just placed him, laid him in the airplane. He was just like laying right next to me.
Lane did as much in his 25 years as a lot of people do in a lifetime. You know, he had a full life. He did exactly what he wanted to do.
I think it's important to keep Lane's story alive because you're never going to have another story like it.
My whole career, pretty much everything's been modeled by Lane Frost.
The guy literally revolutionized how people viewed bull riders, how bull riders handled and viewed themselves, what it meant to be a true professional in the sport. I mean, he changed everything.
Oh, I'm Dr. Skip Ross, physician in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I've been covering Cheyenne Arena for 35 years. On July 30th, 1989, I was the arena doctor the day Lane Frost got killed.